Thank you. Well, good to see so many people here. That was two pieces that I recorded. One's called, first is called White Rain. It's kind of a haiku concept. And the second one's called 36, which doesn't mean anything at all. It's just that a drunk named that for me in Salem, Oregon. So I'm going to be playing two sets tonight, and I'm going to play a little bit more acoustically in the first set, and do a little bit of reggae and disco in the second set. Anyway, this next piece is sort of a Celtic influenced piece. It's my attempt to play bagpipes on the guitar, and it's called Inverness. Thank you. I've gotten a lot of ideas from my guitar piece from Amtrak, which is probably a surprise to some of you. And this next one is one of those. I started writing this on a trip from Reno to Cheyenne, Wyoming. And this is an impression of the train as it goes across the Great Salt Lake. It's called Causeway. like the train got off the track there for a few bars. Well, this is another Amtrak tune, a little different. This is called Klamath, and that's an area in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's named after the Klamath Indians, and it's a real wild area. It's where the Sasquatch, one of the areas that Bigfoot, you ever read about the Bigfoot, big hairy guy that's 10 feet tall that turns over tractors and stuff. Well, that's a legend up there, anyway. And the other piece is the title of the second album I did. It's called Slow Circle. Thank you. Please. Thank you.
Thank you.
right here. I just remembered I forgot something. I left the oven on at home in San Francisco. I got to call. Well, this is a capo here. It's considered among guitar players to be very unprofessional to use one. But I use one anyway. I'd like to finish this first half of the long piece here that it's kind of a coast. Generally, the headquarters for that is Eugene, Oregon. I don't know if any of you have ever been there. Yeah. I have relatives that live there. So. And this is really about a song about a trip to Philadelphia. So. Doesn't have a lot to do with the Tofu Circuit. Anyway, this is the also the title of the first album that I recorded. And this is called Turning, Turning Back. And I'm going to take a slight break and come back with some new things that I've done. Thank you. woke up about 3 years ago. No, must be more than that. One winter, I was out in the Midwest after Christmas, and I was traveling from Madison, Wisconsin to the Minneapolis airport in a blizzard. And being from California, not knowing about the snow too much, I was a little freaked out when I started seeing the big trucks sliding off the road. You know, I was about 2 below, and we were in the middle of nowhere. So I was a little bit worried. I thought we might go off the road, freeze to death or something. So I started getting the idea for a song, of course. And I thought, before I even thought about the music, what should I call it? And I thought, how about Midwestern Death? And having survived the trip and reflecting on it, wasn't that serious an experience, I decided to call it Midwestern Snow. It's got a slight raga flavor to it. Thank you. Okay, this is the reggae and disco I promised you in the first set. This is a piece that I wrote with the idea of doing it back when I thought that I was going to play in a group. I actually did play in a group for a while, but we never got anywhere. And this is a piece that I wrote for that quintet, but I'm going to play it solo, obviously, I guess, unless somebody appears here. And this is kind of a spring song, I guess. I don't know what it is. This is called March Sky. Well, give me just a second here to tune. You know, I've heard tonight twice the little digital alarms go off, and That seems to be a phenomenon these days, wherever you go. You know, you're somewhere in the library or somewhere real, everybody's trying to be real quiet. And you hear those go off. So I'm working on a new song that's dedicated to that, to the new digital watch alarms. It's called Digital Interlude. I did a winter piece and a spring piece, so I'm going to do a fall piece now before I do anything else. This is called Autumn Song. Well, I'm going to play some things from the album that I just finished recording, and it's called Southern Exposure. Fortunately, it won't be out for a couple more weeks yet, but I'm going to start off with a thing that I kind of like to think of as a ballad, influenced by Brazilian music, and the second one, that's called Blue and White, and the second one is a jazz waltz, technically, and it's my attempt to imitate the Jimmy Smith organ trio, and I'm sure Jimmy'd be disappointed if you heard it, but anyway, it's called Street Waltz. This is called cumulus.